on 56882 to schedule a no cost, no obligation appointment.
And good afternoon and welcome to today's The Present Truth program, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Have an assortment of articles I want to present today. Before I do, I do talk about my belief that we're at the end of the world, and that the events that we're watching take place indicate that we are that far along. And to, you know, I want to give the the audience perspective and hope. What did Christ say? He stated that don't be anxious for tomorrow, for sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. In other words, yes, I may present things, scenarios about future events, but don't focus, just remember what I'm telling you, but don't let that be your focus, because Christ did say that sufficient to the day is the evil of this day. Take care of this day, one day at a time. You have enough going on today. There is joy in this day. There may be hardships in this day. But Christ wants you to focus on today, not tomorrow. This is what he had to tell the disciples. That don't be anxious for the day. Because sufficient to the day is the evil of the day. Again. So, don't be anxious for today. Just enjoy today. Take care of today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. And if God is in your day today, He will be in your day tomorrow. So let the Holy Spirit just bring peace to your heart and be content with what's happening in this day. In Canada, if you want to, in the city of Quebec, if you want to go into a Walmart or a Costco to buy groceries or your pharmacies, your items that you need, well, guess what? You're going to need a vaccine passport. And if you don't have the vaccine passport, what's going to happen is you're going to be escorted through the store by an employee to make sure that you don't buy anything but food or your pharmaceuticals. You can't buy a toaster. You can't buy a pair of socks. You're not going to be able to buy an iPhone. You're not going to be able to buy a computer, high item, anything that's high item, which you would think they would allow you to buy because they're going to make money. But no, you can't buy a big screen television. You can't buy a new computer. You need a pair of underwear. Forget it. You need a new winter coat. Forget it. An employee is going to walk you through the store, and you can buy groceries. You can get your cheese. You can get meat, milk, the basics, but you can't get a pair of underwear. And you're not going to be, you can go over to the pharmacy and get your prescription, but that's it. You're going to be limited to what you can get. So this is one of the Five Eyes nations: Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and America. But in Canada, you're not going to be able to go through the store without being chaperoned. This is insanity. Really, there's no way to put it other than it's just straight out insane. But that's the world that we're in presently. Then, many of you have probably heard that earlier in the week there was a pickup, a truck, that was going through Pennsylvania, northwest of Philadelphia, and on board were these lab monkeys. I'm trying to remember how many there were, probably 50 lab monkeys. And they use these monkeys for experiments. And the truck, the driver, she wrecks the thing. Well, it's one thing you don't want to be doing is if you've got critters on board, you want to make sure that you're, if you have children, that's one thing. But dear God, you don't want to have a wreck if you have alligators or snakes, black mambas or lions and tigers and bears and monkeys that are destined to go to a lab at a facility near you, because you don't know what they're going to do with these monkeys. You don't know what type of research they're going to have, what they're going to use them for. Well, the lady, after she has the wreck, some of these cages, they break open. So you have here a few monkeys, they're trying to figure the whole thing out. They've just had a wreck. They're trying to decide whether they're injured or not. So they're outside of their cages sitting there. And this lady, she goes over to upright one of the cages, and she gets bit by a monkey. Well, if I were her, that's the first thing I wouldn't be doing is sticking my hand near one of the cages to get bit. So it's, in one sense, it's kind of hilarious. On the other hand, it's really a drag. We'll be right back.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Who will take care of you? How do you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die?
Harmony Referrals will take care of you.
Do you want your elderly loved ones to get the best care, stress, and hassle-free? Well, call Harmony Senior Referrals at 720-934-7740. Your best senior placement agency. They even do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, call 720-934-7740.
So this lady, gets bit, and immediately she started feeling ill, she began to cough, and she got pink eye. And this was just quickly after this incident, and it appears as if this truck was headed toward one of Dr. Anthony Fauci's secret labs, where the embolus variant bacteria or virus is being manufactured. So, do they stop? Do they ever stop? Is there any reason for these people to continue to test on these animals, bringing new diseases, new plagues? No. Why? Because they're mad. They have no conscience. So it was apparently headed to a COVID farm where this embolus variant is being cooked up. It's amazing. Really, really amazing. Then here coming this on the weekend in the Northeast, they're planning a severe weather system is going to hit New England. And, you know, where I've come from for the last year plus, the matter of man-made weather warfare scenarios, and it just appears as if they're going to be hit severely with, they call it a bomb cyclone. That's what they're calling it. Who comes up with this? AccuChief Weather Chief Meteorologist Jonathan Porter stated that there's going to be serious coastal flooding, beach erosion, especially in eastern Massachusetts. And this storm, as of today, is still developing. It's set to become a major nor'easter that will bombard New England with heavy snow and blizzard conditions this weekend. Winter warm watches are issued for for eastern Massachusetts, eastern Connecticut, Rhode Island. Some of the worst conditions are expected. Will be hit hardest in New England, along the eastern Long Island. And so I have to just say, when I see these weather patterns, whether they be in the Northeast, whether they be on the Northwest, or the center of the, up in Canada, if there's something developing up there that's eventually going to drop down through the Midwest into the heartland of America, I always know, I suspect, generally, that our good old friends at NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, or NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, are cooking something up. They always mess with the weather, right here out of Colorado. And I have documentation I have articles that out of the black and the white coming from these agencies in Boulder, and the way that they use the satellites that they have access to specifically for their weather programs. I have the black and the white. It's not that I'm making something up. I have the articles right out of their website. The articles on how they, during the summer, with the wind, with the fires that took place in California, Oregon, Washington, how they were watching the weather patterns, and they were able to, from satellite, within 25 miles, figure out, well, okay, at point A, the winds are 42 miles per hour. Downstream, 22 miles away, the wind velocity is 48 miles an hour. And they have ways to using Nexrad or AccuWeather or using these microwave systems along with satellite and drones to increase wind velocity or decrease it or to cause it to shift. I have the black and the white. This is not something that I'm making up, something that anybody can do. You can go to the NOAA website. You can go to the NCAR website. You can go to what happens with Fort Collins, Colorado, and Boulder, Colorado, and the government agencies that are involved in using these agencies to do what they want to do. You can go to what happens down in Colorado Springs at NORAD. So with these weather systems that come in during the winter, I would say generally 50% of the time there's going to be patterns that will not be normal. They will be abnormal, abnormal. There are systems that are being manipulated, directed, controlled. And 10, 15, 20 years ago, when research began to come out, there was quite a bit of outcry by so many within the government that it was conspiracies, just conspiracies. I remember being in the Las Vegas in about 1997. No, I'm sorry, 2000, 2003, 4, 5. And they had articles on chemtrails over the valley in Las Vegas. And I have a friend. I went and told him, I said, hey, these things you're seeing up there, they're not contrails. These are chemtrails. And he laughed at me. And I said, well, listen to the news tonight. Right there, the main station in Las Vegas. Listen to the news tonight. See what they have to say about these. Well, they did 3 segments over the course of a week on chemtrails. And Darcy Spears, she was one of the anchors at one of the stations that did the investigations. She came out and she looked and she had video how they would fly over the valley there in Las Vegas. And these big jets leaving this big tail of white smoke. And then within an hour, they're going east and west. Then they start going north and south. And before you know it, within 2 hours, you have these big trails that are beginning to expand. 4 hours later, there's just haze over the whole valley. Well, the friend, he began to just check it out. Within 2 days, he said, look at this, what they're doing. He became a believer. But if you investigate, you'll see the truth. And now, with the weather warfare programs, Military Weather Warfare 2022, 2025, 2030, and beyond, you can actually, you have the documentation from the federal website of the Department of Defense talking about how they use chemicals in these jet trails and the purpose of the chemicals and how they work with microwave technology and how they can actually cause a clear blue sky to begin to reflect sunlight. It's in the black and the white. And people finally are beginning to realize, wow, this is true, but what's the answer? What can we do? Who is it that gives the orders to do this type of stuff? Well, we know somebody does. So anyhow, matter of this, what's going to happen in the East Coast this coming week, they better prepare. They better plan ahead, and they better get water. They're being warned that it's coming. And so wisdom would say, if you know something is coming to your vicinity, well, take precautions. God is wise. God has given us an ability to reason. We should look at what they're doing and then make appropriate, you know, plans. You know, now I'm going to another. I've been talking about the possibility, or what the media in this country, with Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, talking about Russia, how they're going to invade the Ukraine, there's going to be war, that the diplomats are being taken out of, American diplomats are being taken out of the Ukraine, British diplomats are being told to leave. This is absolutely, again, another lie. Yes, there's activity taking place there. It's the NATO with England and a few, and now Canada, moving their militaries, moving more personnel and military equipment into the area of the Ukraine, hoping to cause Russia to respond. Russia's not going to respond. But this big lie that there's going to be war break out there, well, that's what they're hoping for. That's what the New York Times, these Democrat-owned media, that's what they're trying to push. They're trying to push for this conflict and trying to get the American people to believe there's going to be conflict there. But I say this, I say again, that no, the United States is not going to go to war with Russia and destroy Russia. Eventually, Russia will move into the Middle East, and there is where God is going to destroy Russia. That's a prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. I talk about this over and over to let you know. So, now, with the Ukraine, why the interest in the Ukraine? Because the Ukraine, as a government, is corrupt. It was corrupted at the time of Barack Obama in his midterm in 2014. And from that point forward, this sitting president, this president and his son were involved in the Ukraine because Obama went in, changed the elected president, put in another American puppet as President Zelensky in the Ukraine. And once that happened, their door was open for the Biden family to begin to move into the Ukraine to make big money, to profit. And we're going to talk about that in just a second, because we forget what really happens in these nations that we invade. We forget it. We'll be back in just a few minutes. 1360 AM Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
We forget sometimes how things work in the world, and the only reason that the Biden family was able to go into the Ukraine and make the millions that they made, the only reason was because of Barack Obama. And the if you study history and you go back to all that happened during the Obama administration years, there will be one thread that you'll see. Corruption everywhere. Not only Barack Obama, he was able to open doors for Hillary Clinton and the corruption that followed her during the Obama years. Then also with the Vice President Joe Biden and the corruption with he and his family. And we forget because there so much happens in the world that we can't follow everything. It's difficult. But the only reason that the millions of dollars that were, or even more than that, almost billions of dollars that this Ukraine was robbed, and it's still being robbed. And presently, Ukraine is a focal point for the United States of America, for NATO, and it's a focal point in the sense of America using the Ukraine to destroy Russia. I'll go over this time and time again. The prize of the Pilgrim Society, I'll go back to the Pilgrim Society, is Russia, the land of Russia. $75 trillion worth of natural resources in Russia. Central Asia, I'm going to get to in just a little bit. China. I talked about China yesterday giving $400 million worth of rice to the Syrian government because China has the objective of the One Belt, One Road initiative from mainland China west to eventually end up in Europe. That's one of the routes to go into Europe. The other route, southern route, is to go into the Middle East. And it is the One Belt, the old Silk Road system that China is going to use when she comes with her Asian sisters to Armageddon. So this, what happened in about 2 weeks ago with China sending this rice to Syria, is very, very important to understand. Then I'm going to read out of BusinessStandard.com. This was yesterday. China is going to give $500 million in aid to Central Asian countries, according to Xi Jinping. Now remember, I've been talking over the last maybe 3 weeks that the area south of Russia in, what is the name of that nation? Bigger than Mongolia. Kazakhstan. That is the prize that the English, the Canadians, the Americans are looking at presently. Yeah, to some degree, Germany, to some degree, France, but really, I would even say the Swiss. England and the United States, Canada, are looking to Kazakhstan because if they can get into Kazakhstan and rule Kazakhstan, which they're attempting to do, bringing all of the militia fighters out of Afghanistan up into that region to cause conflict. This is why 2 weeks ago there was a attempted overthrow of the Kazakhstani government. That objective is part of the plan for the globalists. And Russia is thwarting it. But now, here we have China. China also has her eyes on Central Asia. Yes, so does Russia, so does America. But China is not going to twiddle her thumbs. No, no. China is going to provide $500 million in aid to Central Asia countries over the next 3 years. This is the Belt Road. This is the Belt Road to help fund projects important to society. What kind of projects are important to China? The Belt Road. And not only that, but China is, her objective is to befriend all of these nations there in Central Asia. Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, as long as Kazakhstan, all of them. It has China held a virtual summit on Tuesday to mark 30 years of diplomatic ties with these Central Asian countries. The event was attended by leaders in these four nations that I just mentioned. I announced the provision of $500 million U.S. dollars donation to the Central Asian countries over the next 3 years for implementation of socially significant projects, Xi Jinping stated during his Central Asia-China summit. Xi added that China would invite 5,000 healthcare and IT professionals to participate in courses to further their professional development. So, China is making her move in Central Asia. The hindrance that China is going to have is Russia. So right now you have on the eastern side, to the east of Russia, China. The problem that China is having is Russia. Russia has a problem. China has a problem with Russia. Russia is standing in China's way. On the western side, Russia is standing in America's way. America cannot have total global hegemony with Russia being a power in the world. Then on top of that, Russia is doing everything possible to maintain her relationship with Germany. If Russia and Germany can coexist, work together, that right there becomes a hegemonic force America's got to deal with. We'll be right back.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
So what I'm saying is that Russia is a problem to China. Russia is a problem to the United States and to England. So the big problem in the world is Russia. So here we have China. She's investing $500 million U.S. dollars in Central Asia. How do you think Russia is going to take that? Not going to make Russia very happy. Also, Xi added that these principles serve as political guarantees for stable and lasting relations between China and the five countries, as well as the source of strength for friendly exchanges in the future. The reason I say that we're at the end of the world is one of the prophecies in the Bible, in the book of Revelation chapter 16, is the matter of when China comes from the Far East with Asian sisters to the Middle East for the War of Armageddon. And that is not possible unless the One Belt Road is finished. Right now, the One Belt Road, they have finished it all the way up to Eastern Russia. But Russia is not allowing China to take that road through southern Russia into and toward Italy, in toward Europe. Russia has not given China permission. When Russia, in the future, when Russia is destroyed, then at that time, China is going to be able to continue to complete that project. And at that point, once Russia is destroyed, when God destroys Russia as she attacks Israel, then China is going to be able to prepare for the great mass army that is going to come from Asia to the Middle East. That's why I say we're watching prophecy being fulfilled. We're watching a scenario right now where Russia is in America's way, Russia is in China's way. But when Russia is removed, then China is going to begin to finish the One Belt Road Initiative. China has every intention of moving into the area of the Middle East and taking over. This is why China is working with Iran presently, with Syria, with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is selling oil to China. China is buying up all of the nations in the Middle East. She's pretty much paying them off. And she's got the money to do it. Then you have the matter of in Asia. The way this scenario works, according to the Bible, is eventually China, her objective, she has to take over the present day Taiwan. She needs the digital intellectual property of Taiwan. She needs the chips that are being manufactured there that are going to the rest of the world, into America especially, into Europe. China needs that manufacturing base in Taiwan. She also, not only the manufacturing base, but Taiwan is very, very economically powerful. And if China can move into and take Taiwan and occupy Taiwan, as powerful as China is right now presently financially, she becomes even that much more financially powerful because she will control the whole nation of Taiwan, plus all of the manufacturers, the whole network that Taiwan is tied into Taiwan internationally. Once Taiwan is taken over by China, China owns the South China Sea. Nothing's going to go through that sea without China allowing it. I've read in the last 5 months, I read the Black and the White, the articles on any ship going through that area. They have to talk to, they have to tell the Chinese who the captain is, how many people on board, what they're carrying, where their destination is, where they originated, how long they're going to be in port. Everything. They are digitally controlling and watching every single thing that's happening in that South China Sea. It's going to get worse. Then once they take over Taiwan, South Korea, I'm telling you, people aren't talking about South Korea presently, but South Korea is another objective of China. They have a great manufacturing base. So also China quietly not saying a word about South Korea. The people in South Korea, they are concerned also, because once Taiwan falls, next is going to be South Korea. Then you have the matter of Japan. Japan is going to resist. They have the mental mindset to resist China no matter what. They're just an age-old hatred between the Japanese and the Chinese. The Japanese will go to the very last men, to the very last man, to resist China. Then, the matter of the Asian sisters, what about Vietnam? What about Cambodia? What about the Philippine Islands? It's really getting interesting. What we're watching in the world today has never been able to take place until the present. We'll be right back, Rick Rodriguez.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So, what I'm presenting to you is a scenario, but I'm going to go back to what I began with at the beginning of the program. Christ did say, don't be anxious for tomorrow. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. There is enough evil in this day. Take care of today. Enjoy today. Be blessed in this day. Be encouraged in this day. Don't think about tomorrow, next week, next month. Things will develop as they'll develop. And the thing is, with people that know the Lord, and I mean that, I mean really know Him, God will always have a way to give peace to your heart. There's always a way with God, in spite of the hardships, in spite of whatever may come. Christ is always able to bring peace to your heart, to help you in your fear and your anxiety. So, because He's real, He is real. He's not a myth. He's not someone who's distant. No. Christ is real, though He dwells in the heaven, seated beside His Father in heaven, as the heir that is going to rule and take over all things. At the same time, He, as the air that you breathe, is very present. As believers, He is not only in the third heaven, but He is inside the human spirit. He is in the hearts of His people that are born again. For those that aren't born again, you need to think about this term, born again. Christ only mentioned it one time in the Bible. You must be born again, meaning you have to be born of the Spirit of God into your human spirit so that you have eternal life. So I know that with the scenario with China, Russia is the problem for China. Russia is the problem for the United States. Eventually, Russia is going to be moved out of the way. Eventually, Russia is going to be punished and destroyed. Even at this point, Russia is a Christian nation, has come a long way from being God-hating, atheist nation to a God-fearing nation. But there are prophecies about Russia that there are some offenses that God has had with Russia, with the land of Rosh, with the land of Gog and Magog, that are still offenses that God has to punish the children of Rosh for. And some of that punishment is because of the way that the Russian people, the Russian government, has treated the Jewish people in centuries past. And there's been a, and as you can see in the Ukraine, there has been a hidden anti-Semitism that has happened in Russia. And God is not going to he's going to eventually address it and the Russian people. But those that are born again will be with Christ forever. So going back to, don't be anxious for tomorrow. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. Enjoy this day. Enjoy this day. Enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy the week. Talk to you next week. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Join me on Sunday from 9 to 12 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program.
Listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your co-pays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.